Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We have some more rain on the charts here, heaven forbid. It looks like Iowa and parts of northern Missouri and western sections of Illinois are being impacted this hour. Most of the precipitation is relatively light relative to what occurred last night in northwestern Missouri, where a couple of locations reporting between 5 and 9 1/4 inches of rain, pretty heavy stuff occurring over about 6 counties that straddle the border there with Iowa and northwestern Missouri. But that kind of rain is not going to be very common for a long time across the lower Midwest. That's the best news I can hand out here today. But with that said, there will still be some isolated pockets of heavier thunderstorm activity that will still impact the region infrequently as we move forward through this next 10-day period. So today's rain in Iowa and northwestern Illinois will move eastward as we progress through the day. We expect the majority of the precipitation to stay light, but as we get into the afternoon and into the evening, there will be that usual flare-up of the thunderstorm activity. We may see something a little bit heavier occur over a couple of counties. But for the most part, this first rain event will produce rain totals probably running a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. There may be a couple of spots out there that will end up with a half inch to an inch of rain, and it wouldn't surprise me at all actually to see 1 or 2 locations that even get more than an inch of rain. But that is probably going to be favoring the area from eastern Iowa into southern Wisconsin or even western Michigan and not into the lowermost parts of the Midwest where it's been so awfully wet here recently. The amounts in the lower most parts of the Midwest will stay in that few hundredths of an inch to 5/10 of an inch range. The rain will end tomorrow. We'll see some of the precipitation in Ohio and Indiana early in the day tomorrow, producing upwards of a half inch of rain. That's part of what I just mentioned. After that, we'll see a frontal system beginning to evolve across the northern parts of the Midwest as we get out towards the latter part of the weekend. That frontal system will work its way southeastward across the Midwest and generate another round of shower and thunderstorm activity for quite a few areas in the Midwest. This will be a fast-moving frontal system. It shouldn't cause much in the way of heavy amounts of rain, but we will still have an opportunity for it across parts of the region. Northern sections of the region will be most favored as we go from Saturday into Sunday morning, and then for the majority of the day, Sunday into Monday, we'll see the rain in the lower parts of the Midwest. And the amounts that occur at that time are expected to stay relatively light, running a tenth of an inch upwards to 6 or 7 tenths of an inch at the most. And we will see some good drying conditions between these rain events. And temperatures will start to warm up a little bit more significantly across parts of the region. That will put us in a position where fast evaporation will take place when it's not raining, and we will see progress made against all the excessive moisture in parts of the lower Midwest. The afternoon highs today will be confined to the 70s in the Great Lakes region. Everybody else will be in the 80s, and even some temperatures over 90 will occur in Missouri and some immediate neighboring areas off to the southeast into parts of the northern U.S. Delta. As we go into the day on Friday, we'll see some warmer air move across the Midwest. We'll see highs in the 80s and lower 90s. We'll see that warming trend continuing as we move forward through the weekend, with many areas east of the Mississippi River finally getting up near and over 90 degrees to help accelerate the drying trend. Temperatures could be quite hot out in the southwest corner of the Corn Belt, where Missouri, Kansas, parts of Nebraska could see temperatures up into the upper 90s, pushing up close to 100 degrees, but that will stay mostly out into hard red winter wheat country. We'll see somewhat cooler weather coming with that frontal system Sunday into Monday, so we won't get any hotter, at least not until later next week when another round of warming is expected. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thank you very much.